It's 8:36.
Yes, sir.
So cell phones are banned in New York schools.
Okay.
But students can, you know, obviously they have to use them up until the last second when they could possibly go into the school. And they want them the first second after they come out of the school. But since they can't have them in the school, what do you do? Well, an enterprising group of people have come up with parking trucks near the schools where the kids can leave their phones for $1 a day.
Brilliant.
Costs about $180 for the school year. So as soon as they get out, they've got their phones and they can once again be in touch with people who they can't see. Now, it's interesting. One truck recently held up. About 200 students lost their phone. But aside from that, business is booming.
Oh, I'm sure.
That's a smart idea.
Brilliant.
Looking at that and saying, yep. A guy in England won millions in the lottery and decided to keep his day job. Adrian Bayford, he's 41 years old, won the Euro Millions jackpot worth $200 million. He immediately went back to work as his musical instrument store. Really?
Well, yeah. I mean, because what are you going to do? Sit around bored all day?
Well, yeah, or you could travel.
Travel a lot.
Yeah. And
oh, I would travel too.
In spite of being one of the richest men in England so far, his only purchase has been a fairly modest car.
Sounds like a good guy.
They plan to keep living in the same small house. Okay. They plan to.
Yeah.
Well, see, but the question is not, you know, Do you work because you have to, but do you work because you make a positive difference on the world? And if he feels like he's making a positive difference through instruments, I think that's really noble to kind of keep
his
same.
My thought is, though, when his neighbors near his small house decide they want to bother him, he may decide he wants to go someplace could be a little more secure.
Grandma's fallen on hard times. Could I borrow a
pee? Something, yeah, like
Land
that.
Land is really expensive in Britain. Yeah.
Well, Adrian said that he won the second largest lottery in British history back in August, and yeah, Adrian said he celebrated with pizza.
Oh, that sounds like my kind of party.
There you go. Well, speaking of, a new pizza survey reveals that U.S. Americans eat pizza an average of 4.3 times a month.
Get out of here.
I don't believe that.
No way.
The survey found 83% of the respondents counted pizza as among their favorite foods.
Oh,
pepperoni, your favorite topping. And that's fine, but 4 times a month?
That's a little excessive.
It is. 38% of the respondents naming pepperoni as their preferred topping. Anchovies was the least favorite. New York-style thin crust pizza was the favorite pizza style, 38% choosing it over your brick oven style, which received 23%. And so there you go. Chicago deep dish was chosen by 8%. See, I don't like that deep dish
thing. I'm not a big fan either. I like the hand-tossed crust.
Well, I mean, and I went to the...
How about the cheese stuffed crust?
No.
See?
That's good for sometimes food.
But again, after that first piece, you're going, okay, what am I going to do with the other 8 pieces of this stuff?
Yeah, all you need is one piece.
Yeah, I know, but
you
that's
what
I mean.
You can live on it for a week.
Okay, now where can you go in and just buy one piece of pizza? See, there's not a lot of that
and
here.
And there's one down right off Northgate.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it, but it's really good pizza.
And there's in San Antonio, I ate at one of the best pizza places of my whole stinking life. It was like... It was New York-style pizza, and it was a slice of pizza the size of your plate or the size of somebody's face.
Yeah, that's New York-style, and that's the same way it is here.
Oh, man, it was so good.
Face-sized pizza.
That's what I want, pizza face.
A face-sized slice of pizza. I like that. Anyway, so, but again, and I don't know, maybe they've got a lot of college students in there, a lot of students in there who do eat it a bunch. But, again, I like pizza. I do. I just don't really think about eating it that often.
All right. So we've been talking elections, right?
We have.
Okay. Well, here's
Unfortunately.
One. Here's one. Oh, this one's good. This one's in Ohio.
Okay.
For the county prosecutor's race.
All right.
a lady named Miss Featherhoff is in her first term as the prosecutor in beautiful Hocking County, Southern Ohio, and is running for the re-election. Apparently, she was prosecuting a case in the Common Pleas Court, which I've never heard of.
Okay.
Wearing dark underwear under a light-colored dress.
Oh.
That was a faux pas.
Everyone could see, and it was causing a little distraction, so the judge asked her to go change.
Okay.
went to the ladies,
uh-huh.
took them off,
yeah.
walked back in, gave the judge her underwear and
really?
Said, problem solved.
Hi, I'm Frank Verisco, market president for American Momentum Bank. If you're looking for a home, then take the shortcut and put our mortgage specialist, Julie White Bennett, and her Momentum Mortgage team to work for you. We have FHA loans with down payments as little as 3%. Yes, 3%. And American Momentum Bank has conventional fixed and adjustable rate loans, so you can select the payment package that works best for you. So why does American Momentum Bank offer near-perfect mortgage plans? Because we know the region and its people. We're local people. That's right, American Momentum Bank's leadership team lives and works right here in Bryan College Station. To find the nearest of three banking centers in Bryan College Station, call 774-1111. That's 774-1111. Or visit AmericanMomentumBank.com and ask how you can get momentum with a Momentum Mortgage. That's AmericanMomentumBank.com. American Momentum Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 8:42. If the TV is on and nobody's watching, it's best to shut it off if there are kids in the room.
I thought you were going to say, does it still make a sound?
Yeah. No, it does. It does, and we just don't happen to hear it. But a new study claims that even background TV is harmful to children.
Really?
Study published in the Pediatrics reveals the average child 8 months to 8 years old exposed to nearly 4 hours of background TV each day. Scientists say that can hinder their cognitive functioning and social play.
Yeah, because if we were intended to hear constant noise, then maybe there would be a lot of constant noise in nature outside.
Well, and again, that's interesting from a cognitive standpoint. Does that mean that they are shutting that off in some way, shape, or form in their head? And so when there's really important stuff that they need to be hearing and paying attention to, they don't because they have gotten used to that.
If we're talking about my daughter, without question.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't hear you.
If that idiot box is on, she is just mesmerized.
There you
well,
go.
Too, what I would think it would have to do with is if your brain is developing, I think it would, having a TV all the time would make it where you had to have a TV on in order to kind of think. And does that make sense?
Well, there's like, some people who study with, study with
that's
music.
That's what I mean.
On.
Like, if you're used to having noise, then that becomes your baseline, and you have to have noise.
Could
and...
be. Hello.
Yeah, so Big Bird does need to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Going on in the background. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Not a good deal. All right, if you think that you're careful about your personal information, hello, that you share online, this might be interesting. A guy named Dave. I know, just
hello, Dave.
Dave's not here. Dave, an extremely gifted clairvoyant, knows about random people who were asked if they wanted to have their minds read in a performance he was doing in Brussels. As subjects came in, Dave goes through his motions, nailing numbers, dates, old boyfriends or girlfriends, habits, likes, dislikes. The people in the audience are amazed. They don't know how could he know all of this? Well, he pulled back a curtain. He simply pulled a curtain back, and there were a bunch of computer nerds sitting back there.
Creepy.
And what they were doing is they were finding these people on the internet. They were getting their information.
Creepy.
They were feeding it to him in an earplug so that he could tell those people the information that they have left as a digital trail.
Wow.
Facebook.
That is pretty cool. A cool concept. I mean, you'd never think the same way again about it.
It's a cool concept, but that's the whole idea. Now, will you decide that you want to be sharing all that stuff anymore?
That's because interesting.
Yesterday, in an interview that was published, Mark Zuckerberg revealed that Facebook registered its 1 billionth user on September the 14th, and we were talking about that yesterday. That's 8 years after the network was launched at Harvard. Now, it's not exactly correct, I think, to say the 1 billionth user. I think what he should say is the 1 billionth account.
Yeah.
It's a politically incorrect term, huh?
Well,
some people have multiple accounts.
Right. No. Yeah, no, they do. They have multiple accounts.
Oh, that's right. My cousin did one just because he wanted to play another version of Farmville. Yep.
Facebook team came together in the company's offices to watch the countdown, but they didn't publicly announce the milestone because obviously it would be difficult to figure out who that billionth
sure.
Account actually would be. Zuckerberg said that Facebook has 1,000 engineers, which means each is responsible for 1 million users, I guess, if they were equally divided. So, I mean, pretty big numbers. But to put this in perspective, it took the population of modern humans about 200,000 years to reach 1 billion people. Demographers believe just over two centuries ago in 1804, bearing in mind population tabs and such are not exactly precise, that's when we hit that population. Since then, the human population has just exploded, enabling us to do all sorts of things, obviously, because agriculture and hygiene and medicine and all that kind of stuff has gotten
right.
better. But Zuckerberg told Business Week, it's really humbling to get 1 billion people to do anything. Okay, is he humbled by the amount of money that he's cost people with their IPO?
I guess he didn't say that, did he? Oh, I'm sorry, he didn't say that.
But one out of seven people in the world use Facebook. One out of seven people. And again, 1 billion accounts, 1 billion accounts, and you figure there are, 310 million people in the U.S. or something like that. Basically, the population of China is using Facebook. Two countries that have more citizens than Facebook would be China and India. And the world's population in 1750 was 824 million people.
Do you have one?
No, I don't. I don't.
And to make this work out, though, I have access to, I think I just counted six.
Oh, my goodness.
They're not all mine, but I have access to six of them.
Okay. Now, see, here you go. 6 years ago, there were 25 million accounts. 5 years ago, there were 50 million accounts. 2 years ago, there were 500 million accounts.
Holy cow.
The average age of the person who joins Facebook is?
20.
22. 22. Pretty close.
I'm sure you won't be surprised if I tell you that I was anti-Facebook for several years when it first came out.
All right. And so what flipped you?
I succumbed to the need to stay in touch with people.
Okay. There you are.
Fresh Healthy Vending, the largest healthy vending company in the world, is seeking people who would like to invest in their own franchise business. You'll own bright, high-tech vending machines selling a range of popular, natural, organic, healthy snacks and drinks like smoothies, yogurts, protein bars, and more. Or you can be a part of a vending revolution with the world's only healthy vending cafe, offering more profit than any other food vending machine in the marketplace, selling barista-quality organic coffees, cappuccino, latte, and espresso, combined with a range of healthy snacks and cold beverages. It's a multi-billion-dollar industry with long-term cash flow for you, full training and support. We even guarantee to secure the best locations for your machines. In other words, we do all the hard work. You just keep the machines stocked with our healthy foods and drinks and collect all the money. By the way, if you're a location that would like a healthy vending machine at no charge, contact us. And for this great own-your-own money-making business opportunity, go to freshvending.com. That's freshvending.com. Freshvending.com.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Do you want to learn how to make a ton of money flipping houses right here in College Station? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple two-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. Hi, my name is Than Merrill, and I'm the star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the College Station area who want to learn how to consistently make a lot of money per deal in your spare time without using any of your own money. College Station is a perfect market for my system. And next week, I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you can learn how to make a lot of money flipping houses in your spare time.
Interested candidates can get two free tickets to the workshop by calling 1-800-378-7138. Seating is extremely limited, so call right now to get your two free tickets at 1-800-378-7138. That's 1-800-378-7138.
Locally owned and operated by a member of the Fighting Texas Aggie class of 1993, the Pool Guy has invested his time and money into being a proud member of the Bryan College Station community for 19 years. As the premier service provider in BCS, the Pool Guy's staff has answers for all things about swimming pools. Whether you need service and repair, scheduled maintenance, chemicals and supplies, new construction, or complete pool renovations, visit the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center or call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
Okay, we'll do a feel-good story, though, when it comes to Facebook. Four-year-old Australian boy with Down syndrome went missing Wednesday afternoon, been found thanks to a push on Facebook. Riley Martin disappeared from his home after he chased the family dogs outside. A couple who had heard about the missing boy online found Martin when a dog alerted them of a brushy area early Thursday where that's where the little kiddo was. Scratches, dirt, bruises all over him. But had it not been for Facebook to get the word out, then they might not have found him.
Very cool.
So there you go. So it could do good things, too, in addition. But just like anything else, you need to be very careful how you use it.
Oh, this is how I wash my dishes with Gangnam Style.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. The many creative ways that parents use to get their toddlers to eat. One couple's trick is to use this, the global internet sensation, Gangnam Style by PSY.
Gangnam Style.
I guess they start singing soon. This is Korean music. Yeah. Uh-huh.
There is no translation to this. It's only in this language.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there's occasional words in English in the song.
You're loving this, aren't you, Scott?
This is really bizarre.
It makes me want to eat.
I mean, I've heard of it. I heard about it. I guess, really, I actually only heard about it this week.
I'll do the dance for you.
No, it's okay, really.
We played it once, remember?
Did we play it once?
Yeah,
we talked about it. Okay, was that one of our exercise songs?
No.
Oh, okay.
You wouldn't let me.
Oh, is that it? Oh, okay, I got you. All right, well, anyway, there it is.
This was just
now.
A Kevin showing how more cool he is than the two of us.
Well, without a doubt. But apparently, these people have their 10-month-old son, Benjamin, who normally is too hyper, calms down when he hears this music.
You're kidding.
How could that be? I can't imagine.
Wow.
He apparently gets grumpy when dad turns it off. So, I mean, you leave that on all the time?
It made enough to make you jump off the top of this building.
Wow. Okay. Woo!
You ready for my amateur speculation?
What does it mean? Gangnam
is the equivalent in South Korea to basically Beverly Hills.
Oh, okay. It's a fancy part of town.
Right. So you live in Gangnam style, would be like living Beverly Hills style.
Okay, I got you. Okay, all right. So go ahead, yeah.
So the speculation is we haven't had any goofy songs like that for a long time. If you'll think back, we had the Macarena.
Oh, sure. No, I thought of that when you said, yeah, it's goofy. That's it.
This is the first one that we've had for a while, and we were due a silly hit song. And this fits the bill.
Well, now on your other radio station, did you play this?
No.
How old is this song?
It blew up in the matter of weeks.
Yeah.
It was at 30 when I started here, and it is like the number one song.
Okay,
now.
So it's just kind of fairly current now.
Yeah,
on Candy.
Are they playing it on Candy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. How often do they play it, do you know?
I don't know what their rotations are, but I'm guessing probably every 3 hours.
Yeah, wow.
I mean, it's a huge, to the point that when it was still a couple weeks old, we played it at one of the A&M hockey games that I work at.
Oh, I see.
I had the girl that does the music for us. I said, you need to order the song and watch what happens. And within a second, people in the audience were dancing the dance of the video on the song. There are parodies of it all over the internet.
Okay.
He dances. It's very similar almost to that bum, 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 bum. You know what I'm talking about?
I just watched the video. Yeah, I saw the guy in the blue tuxedo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
When I see him do that, I just think of Will Smith from the old Fresh Prince of Bel-Air episodes.
There you go. The trends for accessories in Paris. By the way, it's Fashion Week in Paris, and a couple of the fashion houses did no runways.
Really?
They launched their lines online.
Hmm. Doesn't surprise me at all.
No crowds, no paparazzi, no stars sitting in the front row, no runway. They did. And again, that way you get to show it off the way you want to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you get the right angles that you want. You get to show the things highlighted the way that you want. But anyway, here's what made news in the runways of Paris this week. First from Prada, platform sandals with socks made out of leather.
Ugh.
That sounds comfortable.
Leather socks.
Ugh.
Obviously, they're not going to be in Texas. Celine sent their models out wearing Harry Firkenstock. Firkenstock. Not Birkenstock, but Firkenstock.
Firkenstocks.
Yeah.
So basically looked like they ripped off Chewbacca's feet and
something
put it
like
on their
that.
Legs.
And Chanel at their show yesterday, the models carried hula hoop purses. That would be as in handles that were actually the size of hula hoops.
Great. That's practical.
Happen. In what world would people do that? I mean,
Lady Gaga would do that.
Someone trying to rob the store.
But again, not real people.
No.
Not real people.
Absolutely
would
not.
Would not do that at all because, after all. Willie Nelson getting ready to...
that was an awkward transition.
Different. Willie Nelson ready to roll out a new memoir, so to speak.
And now for something completely different.
Yeah, this one is called Roll Me Up and Smoke Me When I Die. promises stories stories you've never heard about Willie's life, family, music, politics, Texas, religion, and oh yeah, weed.
Well, why not take all of them?
There you go. I mean, he's already done one autobiography.
Yes,
he did that in 1988. And again, he's certainly lived two lives.
Yes,
there's not
he
any
has.
Doubt. He's done enough stuff that he could fill up lives for people, but there you go. And don't look now, but Google Maps now has an underwater street view.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep, they've got a link to Heron Island off the coast of Australia. You're underwater looking at coral reefs and sea critters.
Cool.
And you can toggle the image to make it look different from, you know, different directions, just like if you were up on dry land. Can see what's going on around you.
Somebody at Google Maps was bored.
I'm thinking so, and they said, let's do something new and different.
They got tired of pink UFOs.
People can do that. Just two of them.
Outside McDonald's.
Yeah, right. And one of them was in Jacksonville, Texas, after all.
Yeah, it's a fact.
So at what age does a senior citizen start to smell?
It depends how many medication they're taking.
Thought I'd wait until 3 minutes before the show was over. June Blythe lost her sense of smell nearly 40 years ago thanks to a condition called chronic rhinosinusitis, some kind of a
sinusitis.
Yeah, something like that. Rhinosinusitis, maybe that's it. The disease also took away her ability to taste food.
Oh, that would be horrible.
June says she was in shock when her senses returned suddenly after surgery.
No kidding.
Yep. She said, it's like I'm living a different world now. Never thought that this would happen again after 37 years of no sense of smell at all.
I wonder what it would be like diet-wise, because if it doesn't taste good, you know, why bother? Just nibble.
Yeah, she says her new senses will certainly come in handy since she's both a chef, really, and an aromatherapist.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait a minute.
She did all that without any smell?
Wait a minute.
How successful was she?
Yeah. That's like going to a blind barber. I don't think, you know, man. In fact, even without smell or taste, she managed to win several cooking awards. Can't imagine.
That's remarkable.
It is. I mean, I guess she remembered what things smelled like. Is that the way that would happen?
Maybe. I'm wondering how she lost her sense of smell.
Or a sous chef, maybe.
In what possible world? But anyway, aromatherapy. Here, try this. I think it probably smells pretty good. Yeah, put this on a light bulb or whatever they do with that stuff. All right, here we go.
Put it on a light bulb.
Yeah, don't they do that where they have diffusers? They have diffusers.
Yeah, it's a ring that you set on top of the light bulb, and the heat makes the oil.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not
crazy. Epervesce.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Yeah, it's out there.
That's kind of scary. I don't know. And these two big burly men know about diffusing oil.
Well, it's better than those pluggy things that you do in the light socket. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Oh, that's, but again, it's
technical term, they're pluggy things.
Pluggy things, as you do that. All right, let's see. There's some movies, but, you know, it's on another page and it's too much trouble to find. So, you know, go see movies if you want to. It's fine. And again, we have passes and we're going to give them away on Monday. To the movie Runaway Slave that's showing at Cinemark, if you want to do that. All right, on this day in history. Yeah, it does. 19...